We find later on in the Chumash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to destroy Midian. And Moshe says, no, I can't do it. I have too much Hakaras HaTov for what Midian did for me, so I can't go ahead and destroy them. So the question the commentators have is, like, what do you mean? We know this halacha. How could he not listen to God? If God tells you to do it, you do it. How could it be? Because we know even if God tells a Navi to go against what it says in the Torah, oh, Rasha, on a temporary basis, you have to listen. Like by Eliyahu, by Har Carmel, there's a halakha, you only can bring sacrifices by the temple. When the temple's up, you can't bring sacrifices elsewhere. So how was Eliyahu able to bring karbanas by Har Carmel? So we all know the answer is it's a harasha. So even Eliyahu listened to God even when it was against what it said explicitly in the Torah. So how would Moshe know that he was allowed to tell God that he wasn't going to do it? Like, how does he know? So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains, you know how Moshe knew? Because he knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu can never command me in something which goes against the principle of Hakaras HaTov. That the whole purpose of creation, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Bereishis in the word Reishis, Bikurim, the first fruits, the whole foundation, the whole Yisod, is based on Hakaras HaTov, recognizing the good that people do for someone. And how does Rav Chaim Shmulevitz know this? Because when Hashem appeared to Moshe and said, I want to pick you to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, Moshe said, no, pick Aaron, and he gave different reasons, and ultimately Moshe listened, and he took it. However, what do we see? But even though Moshe said he was going to do it, yet when it came to the first three plagues, Dam, Svardei, Akinim, the plague of the blood, when he turned the Nile River into blood, the frogs and the lice, Aaron did it. And Rashi explains why. Because the Nile River saved Moshe Rabbeinu's life, so therefore he couldn't turn the Nile River into blood and the frogs came out of the water. And the Kinim, from the earth that covered the body, gave Moshe time to run away. So the Shemanan Tov asked, why did Rashi split them up? This put them all together. This put Dam, Svardeya, Kinim together. Why did he talk about Dam and Svardeya? Why did he split up the water and he split up the earth? The answer is because one might think that, you know what, the water did its job, even though it wasn't doing anything miraculous. But it did what it had to. So I know if a person does something good for you, the Nile River worked. It saved Moshe's life. But the earth only covered the body temporarily. They found the body and they ran after Moshe. So we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu even applies if a person only went part of the way. Even if someone drove you on half the trip, you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu even on partial. And not only do we need it, and what do we see? We see it applies an amazing Kiddush, that it even applies not only to people, it applies to inanimate objects, like we're going to do tonight or Friday night when we light the candles, when we make the hamotzi. So when we make the Kiddush, that is, we cover up the challah. Why do we cover up the challah? So one of the reasons given is because if you eat the meal during the week, the bread comes first, the challah comes first. But since you have to make Kiddush, so therefore, in order not to embarrass the challah, we go ahead and make and cover it up. The challah doesn't have any feelings, but you're supposed to learn. If we see the challah covered up, so if we learn on it, if we're so concerned about inanimate objects, how much more so do we have to be concerned when we're dealing with people? And that's the story with Rav Schwab and the Alta Slobodka, that the Rav Schwab borrowed money from the Alta Slobodka before Sukkot, before Chofesh, vacation, and he came back, and he got borrow money, and he said, thank you, and the Alter Vazka said, don't say thank you, it's ribbon's term, it's like a form of interest. Okay, so when he came back, so it happened again, I guess Pesach time, so when he lent the money, he didn't say anything, so the Alter Vazka said, you ingrate? What are you doing? How come you didn't say thank you? I didn't thank you. What? It's a lose-lose here. Like, when I said thank you, you went crazy on me. Rib is dvarim. And now I don't say thank you, you say I'm an ingrate. So the Alter Rebbe said, no. Of course, really, you can't say thank you if it's rib is dvarim. But I didn't see you struggling with it. You should want to say thank you, and it should be a struggle that, okay, I'm not allowed to. The fact you are lacking in the struggle, it's not just the words that show you are lacking in Hakaras HaTov. And that's to conclude, that's the pshat with the Avidraham. We know that we have a Shliach Sibor, and he leads us in our davening. However, there's one part of davening where the Shliach Sibor says his own part, and we do our own. Modim Derabbanan. When we say modem anach, modem lach of saying thank you. So when it comes to thank you, when it comes to Hakaras HaTov, we see not only does it apply to inanimate objects, and even someone doesn't even do the job fully, someone does a little bit for you. But as the Avidraham says, that when you're saying thank you, it has to be you. We have to do it directly. We can't have someone else do it. And that's to show the gratitude. And that's the Yisod of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu knew, obviously, God can't be telling me that I had to do it myself, because it goes against the whole principle of Hakaras HaTov, as we see by the Makas. And that's the Yisod in life. And that's what they point out. Rav Henkin said that he only had enough room to say thank you or please on the telegram. You say thank you. Please is a nice way of speaking, but thank you is a chiyav. And that's the Yisod of Hakaras HaTov that we see from Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what we review that principle every Friday night by covering the challah, and every time we're in davening and say modem anachnu lach, we acknowledge all the great things you have done for us, and we must do it personally.